Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Thank you for spending time with me to pray together. I believe that when we pray, heaven will be opened over us and the Lord hears our prayer and He will answer us. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous man is powerful. You and I are righteous because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our Savior, and we are born again and repent of our sin. Not only that, when we pray by faith, according to His will, which is in the Word of God and in the promises of God, we will see the result. The book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 say, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent." The Bible say that the word of God that came out from His mouth will not go back in vain, will not stay void, but it shall accomplish the will of God. This is why we should declare the Word of God instead of saying the idea of philosophers or opinions of men or our own ideas or thoughts, or choose to look at the circumstance and speak about the circumstances. We should make a choice to speak the Word of God and pray according to the Word of God. Each day, we should make the declaration of the Word of God for our life and pray according to what God says, and we shall be blessed. I would like to say, we declare we are children of God, forgiven and loved by God. We will serve the Lord all the days of our life with gladness. Romans chapter 8 verse 16, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Let us pray together that the Holy Spirit will help us to have confidence that we are children of God. We have the privilege of being children of the King of all kings. And we have faith that our Lord, who is our Father, will take care of us, provide for us, lead us, and teach us. It's so important that we have this relationship with our Heavenly Father. Let us pray together. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to have faith and confidence in being your children. And you are our good Father. You will take care of our life, Lord. You will protect us and help us, teach us, correct us, discipline us, train us, Lord. We believe, Father, that the Holy Spirit is with us and He will guide us. He will show us your ways, your will, and He will help us, give us grace to accomplish your will in our life, Lord. We pray that you will fill all of us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Psalm chapter 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Let us make a prayer of commitment that we're going to serve the Lord all the days of our life with gladness. Father, we make a commitment to you. We declare that you will keep us in good health. We have strength. We have wisdom, grace, anointing to serve you with gladness, not with complaints, not with bad attitudes. And we love to come into your presence, Lord, and worship and sing songs before you, Lord. Lord, use my brothers and sisters who join with me right now to serve the Lord. Help them to find their calling, their gifts, and their destination, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will use them and they will serve you fruitfully and effectively. Anoint them indeed, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm so excited to pray like this with you. And I believe God will start to move in your life and show you His way, and you shall serve the Lord in your church, and you will get involved in the Great Commission. We declare that we can hear and follow the voice of the good shepherd and follow not the voice of the stranger. We are not doing the wrong thing. We will do the right thing all the time, in the right way, at the right time, with the wisdom of God. John chapter 10, verses 4 to 5. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep knows his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Let us pray together that we can be sensitive to the voice of our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, or His Spirit, and we will be led by Him all the days of our life. We will not listen to the voice of the enemy, the voice of the people in the world, the voice of our own self, but we will hear the voice of God. Father, we pray together, Lord, that we will be the good sheep. You are our shepherd. You will lead us into your way. You will guide us step by step. You will show us the plan. You give us wisdom and direction, Lord. Lord, we want to be led by you, and we will not make mistake, go to the wrong place, do the wrong thing, invest money in the wrong way. We should, Lord, follow you because you have the best plan for our life. And when we follow you, Lord, great thing will happen. Victory shall come, and we see the blessing, Lord. Thank you, Father. Train all of us, Lord, to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we submit to our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We declare that the goodness and the mercy of God are following us every day of our life. We will live in the house of the Lord forever. We're going to be in the presence of God and serve God in His church forever. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We pray that we will experience the goodness and the mercy of God, and we will be faithful members of His church, and we will build His church, and He will use us to build His kingdom. Father, we pray together. We declare that we shall experience your goodness and your mercy every single day, all the days of our life, Lord. And we shall be committed to a good, biblical, spirit-filled local church. If my brother and sister have not found a good church, help them to find a good pastor, good leader, good mentor, good church, and help them, Lord, to worship you and serve you in your house forever, Lord. And we believe, Father, we will not miss your goodness. We shall experience your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe you will experience the word of God that we just prayed together. We declare that we have favor with God and with man. We are surrounded with favor like a shield. Now is our time. And this is the appointed time of God's vision for our life to come to pass. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Father, we pray, Lord, that the favor of God and the favor for man shall follow us all the days of our life. Your eyes shall be upon us because we love you, we fear you, we obey you. We want to honor you all the days of our life, Lord. We shall experience the favor of God and man, Lord. And we believe, Father, we shall be the blessing to the nations, and we will be able to honor and glorify your name, Lord. We pray, Father, my brothers and sisters shall experience your goodness and your favor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm chapter 5, verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Lord, we pray, you will surround us with a shield of favor. Protect us. Lord, help us. We will not get sick. We will not get into debt, get into failure. Your favor will surround us everywhere we go. You shall protect us, Lord. We ask for your favor. The shield of favor will follow us, Lord. Thank you, Father. We believe in Jesus' name that the shield of favor will surround my brothers and sisters and I myself, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 For the vision is yet for an appointed time but at the end it will speak and it will not lie though it tarries wait for it because it will surely come it will not tarry Let us pray that God's timing for us shall come at the right time and he is not late he never delay the right timing will come for us that his vision his plan for our life shall happen Father according to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 your timing is coming you never lie Lord and we will see Lord the success the promotion the open door the right connection come at your timing Lord we wait patiently with faith and trust and we know Lord you love us so much and you never late you are on time we trust you Lord that your timing is on the way and we believe Father my brother and sister will experience your blessing your promotion your goodness at the right time and they shall move to the next level Father we thank you so much you are the good God in Jesus name Amen, amen. Wow, praise the Lord. I'm glad we read the scripture together and pray. And I believe the Heavenly Father listened to our prayer and He answered us. And it's so wonderful to pray together. And we will see the result. We see the miracles. We see the breakthroughs and victory. And the Lord gets all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you again for spending time with me. And please come into this series and pray together with me on a regular basis and read the scripture together. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,